What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Irving, here with you for a special episode of the SPM podcast. Today, it's episode number 518, and we're going over SPM Magazine. If you are listening to this podcast on Spotify, you can see the magazine right now. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you're going to hear me go over the magazine a little bit. A little background as to why I started the magazine, and then what's inside issue number one, which is coming out, if you're listening to this podcast when it comes out, next week. If you're listening to this after it comes out, it's out. Go check it out. Digital version will be released first, limited print run later on. But I'm super excited. I'm just really excited about this magazine. Put a lot of work into it with the team, our editor, our designer. And I have to say, the contributors, let me just not forget the contributors, the amazing contributors who wrote all the articles for this magazine. Some amazing people, by the way, that you may or may not have heard of, wrote articles for this magazine, and it's really, really good. I'm going to go over what's inside the magazine, the articles, why we chose the people we chose to write and contribute, how you can become a contributor if you want later on, and kind of why this whole magazine got started in the first place. Because I'll tell you what, it's been a work in progress for a long time. If you are a listener of the podcast, you know back in 2020, I thought about creating a magazine digitally for SPM. And then obviously, you know, 2020 happened and the world lasted in that a lot longer than anybody else thought it would. So we didn't do it, but we are doing it now. And I do have to say, I am pretty excited about how it came out. It's done. The designer is just putting the finishing touches on it. You're going to see it right now. Especially if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can go to your screen and kind of see the layout of the magazine and how it looks. And I'm going to go through each article. I'm not going to read the articles because I want you to go to the magazine and read it, but I'm going to give you an idea of the why we chose the topics we did for this first episode and then how it's going to work moving forward. Because if you are listening to this and you are in a pizzeria, you know, game's on. Maybe you can become a contributor of the magazine and have an article that you wrote inside of SPM Magazine. The one thing I really want to do with this magazine moving forward is I really want to make sure that people who are contributing to this magazine, you've never heard of. I want it to be an open. I always like the slogan, it's for pizza people by pizza people. I am a pizza person. I grew up in the business. I grew up in the industry, owned and operated for a long time. And that's my background. I am not a writer. And I'll tell you how you can tell I'm not a writer by a story I'm going to tell about how this actually magazine got started. But I want to use my network to find individuals out there who are doing cool things. Maybe you've never even heard of them. You don't have to be a known personality in the pizza world to be a contributor to the magazine. Make your pitch. Hit me up on Instagram. I am at Smart Pizza Marketing. Hit me up on Facebook. Same thing. You can go to the website. There's a contributor button. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to take every single person that wants to write an article, and just because they wrote an article, we're going to put it in there. That's not how it's going to work. We still have to do a little vetting and a little background to make sure your article is good and there's valuable pieces of information in there that other people who own pizza operators or pizza businesses can take out a nugget and go use it in their business. But we're open to ideas and concepts. So it's going to be an open forum. The reason I started this magazine was I remember when I first got started doing this podcast. I was probably doing the podcast for a couple of years. I reached out to one of the big pizza magazines and I said, hey, listen, I've been doing this marketing company. We work with a lot of pizzerias. We have a lot of information and data of what works and what doesn't when it comes to social media. I would love to contribute an article to your magazine. And, you know, in no uncertain terms, they responded back, no, thanks. We have enough experts. We don't need you. They didn't say it that way. That's kind of my spin on it, but that's essentially what they said. So I said, okay, no problem. Continued to do the podcast. And over the last 7 years, we've been doing the podcast religiously every single week, putting out new episodes. Hopefully you're enjoying the podcast episodes that we've been putting out. And we've learned a lot. You know, we've worked with hundreds of companies doing their marketing. We do our own marketing. We've learned a lot about what works and what doesn't when it comes to operating a pizzeria. So I said, you know what? I'm kind of tired of seeing the same people in the magazines. And the people who write for the magazines that are out there right now, amazing people. You'll never hear me say a bad word about them. Great guys and gals. Right? They really know what they're talking about. So it's not anything against them. I just think that there's a lot more people out there who have great ideas who maybe can't break in to become part of that club that writes for those magazines. And I want to be the alternative to be like, you know what? It doesn't matter how long you've been in business. If you have a great idea and it worked and you can prove it worked and you can share that with other people, come on in. We're all a big giant team here and a big giant community. And we want to make it very open and inclusive to everybody. So that's kind of how the magazine got started. It's available. Go to smartpizzamarketing.com. You can check it out over there. Before we get into like the nitty gritty of this episode and what we're going to talk about inside the magazine and who contributed, I do have to say shout out to Baccio Cheese. Great contributor and spot of the podcast, advertiser in the magazine. I appreciate that. Go check out bocciocheese.com/SPM. My favorite cheese that I make at home. But I also know a lot of people who are making it inside of their pizzeria. So it works both ways. If you're a home pizza maker or a business and you want to have a really superior product, check out Baccio Cheese. Great product. I use the whole block. I shred it myself. The pizza comes out phenomenal. My kids, my family loves it. They rave about the pizzas that I make at home, and it's all because of Baccio Cheese. Go check it out, bocciocheese.com/SPM. And of course, another small company doing some big things now, Mike's Hot Honey. Sponsor of the podcast and magazine. Appreciate them very much. Go check it out, Mike's Hot Honey. If you want a sample to try some on your pizza or at home, go check it out, mikeshothoney.com. Highly recommend. My kids have been using the Mike's Hot Honey on some wings, and they love it. But it also is versatile, right? You can put it on pizza. You can put it on wigs. You can put it in cocktails. You can do it a lot of things with the one bottle of Mike's Hot Honey. So mikeshothoney.com. Again, thank you to them for supporting the podcast. All right. Now, here we go. Magazine time. Who's on the cover of the first issue of SPM Magazine? The first cover issue of SPM Magazine is, drumroll please, Erica Barrett, who came on the podcast not too long ago, has an amazing pizza business. She just started out, very small footprint. She wants it to be highly efficient, great pizza. Not a lot of employees needed to operate one single unit, but highly profitable. And she does an amazing job of building that franchise. And you should definitely follow along. Doughboys Pizza, Erica Barrett on the podcast. She's on the cover magazine. I thought, you know what? What are we trying to do? We're trying to disrupt an industry, right? That's what we're trying to do. So who better to have on the cover of issue number one than somebody else who is not necessarily from the pizza industry, but is coming in to have an amazing franchise to disrupt the pizza industry and really create a business model that's profitable, easy to run, but also has a great product. And that's what she's doing. And that's why we chose her to be on the cover. Open up the magazine right now. You see the first advertising is from Baccio Cheese. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Baccio Cheese, for believing in the magazine and what we're doing here at Smart Pizza Marketing. And then my editor's note, kind of like a little bit of what I just said about why we started this magazine. And then who's contributing and writing in the articles or are writing the articles for the magazine? We have 8 deadly hiring mistakes restaurants make in a no-nonsense guide by my friend Donald Burns. He delivered the goods on this article. You have to go check it out. The number one question I get asked, even though we do a marketing podcast, is about like, oh man, I can't find employees. It's so hard. I find a couple, they leave. I run an ad for we're now hiring. 10 people submit an application. 2 people show up. Of those 2 people, I'll be lucky if one is qualified enough for me to hire, let alone bring on to the team. So Donald Burns has done a great job. We have people inside of our SPM community that Donald has worked with, and they have really very high things to say about him. He does a great job. He follows through with what he says he's going to do, and what he says you should do in your business works because he's done it with a lot of restaurants, not just pizza restaurants, but restaurants in general. So he wrote an article. You're going to want to check that out. It's a long article, but it's very detail oriented about like what you should do in the hiring process because he knows what he's talking about. He's done it lots of times with lots of different businesses. The next, a little slice of advice article. I thought this was a really good idea from our editor. She said, you know what would be a really good piece is like, what would some of the people who have been on your podcast, if you had to share one piece of advice of what they would do different or better next time they were operating their pizzeria, what would that piece of advice be? And we asked some people who are contributing to the magazine, like Khan from Zalat Pizza, Rick Gruber from Billy Bricks, Erica Barrett wrote a little piece there about from Doughboy Pizza, myself, and just like, what would I do? What have I learned over the last 7 or 8 years doing this podcast and the 25 years previous to that running pizzerias? What would I do differently? Next up, we have Tyrell Reed. Great guy. He's been on the podcast as well. He operates a franchise in Florida, and he's another guy that's really into team building and like, how do you build the foundation of a great team to sustain business and not have people coming and going. He's really prides himself on the fact that he has built a great team that's loyal to them and does a great job in the business. And he wrote an article about laying the foundation, why team building matters. And he gives you ideas in how he does it in his pizzeria and how you can kind of take what he's learned and does and go use it in your business. As my chair falls down here, if you're watching the video, Tyrell actually spoke at the Pizza Tomorrow Summit, which is an advertiser in the magazine. Thank you again. And he had standing crowd only. He did a great job of being a great communicator with the message that he wanted to communicate, but also made it fun, right? Like sometimes when you're at these events, people speak and they're kind of boring. They may have a great message, but if your delivery isn't great, you don't have people who are watching feel like they're included and part of what's going on, they tend to tune out. These seminars sometimes at these events sometimes feel like a classroom, right? Like in the teacher's up on stage and they're just kind of telling you what you should do. And it's not interactive. It's not fun. Tyrell doesn't do that. He does a great job of making it fun and interactive. And his article is great. Again, the next one up here is Khan from Zalat's Pizza. Great business. We had him on the podcast not too long ago where he raised over $100 million for his businesses, all by kind of being community-based, backed, not venture-backed, but like kind of like that, but using smaller local investors from $100 to $200 to $1,000 to $5,000 to invest to operate and grow his pizzeria. And he talks about how and why he did that. Q&A for that. Next, don't feed the internet trolls. My friend and fellow podcaster, Alex Coons, on why you shouldn't feed the internet trolls. Sometimes that's easier said than done, right? Those one-star reviews or those negative comments. And it's hard to let it go. Everybody wants to fight back or be defensive. But sometimes you got to just let it go. There's the article, Tech-Driven Pizza Concept by Doughboy Pizza founder Eric Barrett. Great article about similar to our podcast, but in more detail of how she started, why she started, what she's doing, and inspirational tips on how to grow a more efficient, profitable pizzeria that you can take away. Next article up is must try pizzas according to pizzeria owners. Again, similar to the article we did earlier about like what's one piece of advice. The other thing that I see is, hey, where would you go for pizza? Like when you travel, what do? How do you find a local pizza place? What's your favorite pizza place to go to? I know that people say Dave Portnoy and the One Bite app, but I'm not a huge fan. I know he's done some great stuff for the pizza community, but that's not the style of reviews I like. And everybody seems to copy him. He started it a long time ago. He may not have started it, but he's the most well-known person who does those reviews. And then you see all these reviews all over the place. And sometimes they give a great review because that pizzeria gave them pizza and you go there and like, this pizza kind of sucks. And this local reviewer said it was amazing. So I like to hear from pizza owners who have no skin in the game and say, hey, listen, when I travel, I like going to this pizza place. I'm not trying to become an influencer by telling you what I want to do or what pizzeria you should go to get more influence. I just like going there because I know what good pizza is because I try to make the best pizza I possibly can. And when I travel, I go here. That's another article we have. Next one up, 8 steps to grow and scale your pizzeria. If you are trying to grow from 1 to 3 locations or 3 to 5, Rick Ruper has done that. And he has some great tips on how to grow and scale your pizzeria and some practical advice as well. Next one up, passing the pepperoni. My friend George from Denham House of Pizza, does a few $1 million a year in one location, says, how do you go from being the kids of parents who have been in business for a long time and then transition those parents into the current age, right? Like a lot of people may have been in the pizza business and their parents started it and you grew up in it, working in it, and now it's time for you to take over. And it's like your parents are kind of fighting you on technology and marketing and what is relevant today. And they're just like, you know, you should keep doing this because you've been doing it for so long and it's worked. Don't change anything. And they're afraid to change. George wrote a good article about how you can kind of deal with that and how to find your own voice and how to transition from being under your parents' wing to kind of taking over and operating the pizzeria under your own terms. Good article there. Next up, Tyrell wrote a second piece about franchising. If you're interested in franchising, great article about, is franchising the right path for you? And if it is or isn't, how do you go about finding the right franchise for yourself? And then finally, we have Salar, who wrote an article or more of a recipe guide for his crab rangoon pizza. And I wasn't going to put recipes in here, but I did a poll. I said, hey, listen, do you guys want recipes in the magazine? And a lot of people said, yeah, I like recipes. I want to learn how to make dough better. Pizza sauce, toppings, unique marketing strategies for these ingredients and different kinds of pizzas. So that's probably something that we're going to have. And I want to make it different. I want to have a different voice. I want to be more loose, right? More, I don't want to say edgy, but make it different, out of the box. That's our goal for this magazine. This is our first foray into it. First time we're doing this. So I've never done a magazine before. This is my first time doing this. First episode. It's only going to get better. Every issue of the SPM magazine that we do, my goal is to be make it better than the last one. This is our first one. So we had no guide to go on. So to me, this is the best one we've ever done. It's also the only one we've ever done. Next issue, come June, we're going to make it even better than this. And every single one is going to be better than the last. Just like the podcast, I try to have it where you can listen to a 30-minute podcast and you can say, wow, I got one or two practical pieces of advice or tips or strategies on a podcast that I can go use in my business right now and make a better business. I want you to be able to read each article in this magazine and say the same thing. And there's some advertisers in here, but there's not a whole lot. The advertisers here in this magazine, and thank you so much to the people who sponsored and advertised in the magazine. I really, really appreciate it because you made it possible. We are only taking advertisers on to make the magazine pay for itself, just so it doesn't cost us money to produce. As long as I can have enough advertisers in the magazine to make sure that the costs of the magazine are covered, I'm good. Now, people are asking me, is there a printed version of the magazine? That's where the real cost comes in. Printing the magazine and mailing them out to all of these pizzerias cost a lot of money, a lot of money. Now I know why those advertising rates are so high in those other magazines, along with all the overhead costs that they have. We don't have those overhead costs. All we have to do is supply, get enough advertisers to pay for the cost of doing the design, editorial, and everything else that goes along with creation. And then we may need a few more to add in there for the cost of printing and mailing them out to people. So that's why right now, as of right now, it's going to be a small limited run print because we're doing that ourselves. So we can take that kind of out of our own pocket for the expenses because we didn't initially get enough advertisers. There's some advertisers who said no, they're not interested. And I get it. We're new. You never know how many people are distributing or going to be able to see this digital magazine. So I totally get the fact that some advertisers weren't interested and want to see how it plays out before they're willing to put their money. I totally get that. But that's why there's only a small limited run of print, because we have to pay for the print ourselves. We got enough advertisers in this initial magazine to pay for the cost of the editorial and the design and all of the implementation and tools and everything you need to get that done. That was covered, but not the print. So if you want printed version, let me know. There's enough people and enough people who tag us on Instagram and Facebook and support the magazine and read it, we'll definitely get a few more advertisers. Then we can get one shipped out to you. Because I know there's some old school pizzerias. And even like myself, sometimes I like to flip through the magazine. I don't need to, but I would like to maybe once in a while. That is on our radar. But that's it. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Again, if you want a copy of your magazine digital version, go to smartpizzamarketing.com. Very much appreciated. If you have a question, you want to contribute, you can do it in a couple different ways. Hit me up on Instagram. I am at Smart Pizza Marketing, or you can go over to smartpizzamarketing.com. There's a contribute button. Then there's some questions that'll be asked in there. What do you want your article to be about? Do you want to be on the podcast? Do you want to write a little bit about your business so I can see if you're legitimate? You add some links in there. But I want it to be open to everybody. Like, again, we're not going to take everybody. Just because you submit doesn't mean you're guaranteed to have a spot in there. But we are definitely open to hearing ideas and reading your article and seeing if it's a good fit for what we're trying to do that month, and what it can do for other people who read the magazine. And we don't have this huge calendar of, all right, we know what we're doing for the next 8 issues of the magazine. We're very much of like, what is in this magazine for March was written in January and February. We want to make it current. We want to make sure that whatever's happening in the pizza world right now will be in the next issue of the magazine. It's not something that happened 2 years ago and is not relevant anymore. That's another thing we have to take into consideration. So thank you. for hanging out with me here on the podcast. Thank you for going to download the magazine if you haven't yet. I very much appreciate that, or hopping on the list. We'll see you right back here next week with a regularly scheduled program. Great podcast coming up in the next couple weeks. Hope you tune in. We'll see you next time, everybody.